With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel accepts the ceasefire and it has achieved war goals against Iran. No word, official word yet from Tehran. Iran launching a limited missile attack on a U.S. military base in Qatar. There were no American casualties. Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton is giving President Trump a big thumbs up for how he's handled the Iran situation.
It seems that for the moment that the Ayatollahs are sufficiently cowed in fear of Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu, as they should be.
And he says Iran is clearly intimidated by America's military might.
President Trump destroyed the vital nuclear facilities and capabilities in Iran.
And White House Senior Director of Counterterrorism, Sebastian Gorka, telling the Salem Radio Network he was honored to witness Operation Midnight Hammer up close.
To be part of what we just witnessed, to be in the West Wing, in the Situation Room, as Midnight Hammer is being implemented, perhaps one of the greatest military operations of the modern age. And nobody knew it was happening. The operational security was sublime.
Gorka adding the president's military advisors were perfect in executing that attack.
What Pete Hegseth as secretary did, what General Kane did as chairman of the Joint Chiefs, if a textbook is written on the perfect military operations in history, this is number one.
Meeting in Brussels, European nations working to keep alive diplomatic efforts, even with the announcement of the eventual ceasefire. This is SRN News. Well, the Barna Group issues a wide-ranging report on America's pastors.
The poll reveals that upwards of 90% of our clergymen remain strong in their faith. And while most of them are not getting rich, they are financially stable and a bit better off than the average layman. However, the Barna report also indicates that when it comes to health, physical, and emotional, pastors are doing worse than the general population. They also lag behind in the quality of their personal relationships. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in the United Kingdom backing a bill to allow terminally ill adults in England and Wales to end their lives. Historic vote in Parliament that takes physician-assisted suicide one step nearer to becoming law. Legislation now goes to the House of Lords. That body can amend or delay policy. However, the House of Lords cannot overrule the lower chamber. This is SRN News. New York Governor Kathy Hochul wants to build a nuclear power plant in her state.
I am proud to announce that I'm directing the New York State Power Authority to develop and construct a brand new advanced nuclear plant in upstate New York. Announcing that here today, and we're going to get it done.
The body of the last person missing from a boat that capsized on Lake Tahoe during a powerful weekend storm has been found. That brings the death count to 8. The Coast Guard said swells of more than 8 feet were recorded around the time the 27-foot vessel flipped over Saturday afternoon. Intense weather pattern cooking a lot of America in a dangerous heat dome this week, with triple-digit readings the norm. And that's seen some places hotter than it's been in the last decade to 15 years. Heat wave especially strong in cities like New York and Boston. More details at srnnews.com.